poetry is my love, my postmark, my hands, my kitchen, my face. Anne Sexton.
Anne Haynes is a longtime Bloomington resident whose poems have appeared in many literary journals, including Barn Owl Review and Best of the Net 2007. Her first chapbook, entitled Breach, will be out this summer from Finishing Line Press. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. Your dedication to poetry is well known, Anne. What have you chosen to read to us?
The Total Loss Department. Checking on the crashed car, I phone insurance and find myself transferred to the Total Loss Department. I imagine working there, or rather telling people that I worked there. Nice to meet you. What do you do? I'm in the Total Loss Department. Matter, I know, is neither created nor destroyed. This seems a flaw in the logic of the Total Loss Department. I want to ask the woman who answers whether anyone in the Total Loss Department has seen my certainty, or the world I lived in last week, the one where surfaces stay put and cars don't appear skidding out of nowhere into my intersection. The Total Loss Department must be crowded full of cardboard boxes, mittens without partners, memories without whatever holds them to this earth. I'm on hold with the Total Loss Department, waiting to learn whether the payoff will be enough to tether me, pull me back into a reliable world. Late Harvest. My hands, bird and barter, bride price. How the weight of the sunlight falls on fallow fields, the harvest in, and everything remaining, shreds of stunned gold rampant on the furrowed earth, what goes to seed, what feeds the winged craving that opens across an evening sky like palms, crossed as with coins, as with fortune, as with tender and kindling that which ignites, as with everything I've bargained for and against. It is this sky, late torchlight, that gives up everything it's got. This is the year to gather so much that our arms overflow. This is the season of well-fed crows, their wings glinting back the last of the light, the blue-black music of their voices rising in avarice, rising in the falling dark, which is to say, rising in prayer. The Animal in My Attic. There is an animal in my attic scrabbling against the rafters, making the cats in my living room look up at the ceiling, startled. It is a heavy winter animal, circling, warm beneath the dubious shelter of my aging roof. When I flew through Dallas last week, I looked into faces, hundreds at the airport, every one with a story and some place to go. Lost between terminals, I watched the sun rise over business buildings, fat and orange against those gleaming towers. Chilled, I huddled deeper into my sweater, made my way to the departure gate. Flying over Texas and New Mexico, all those miles of brown and red, I knew there were stories nestled under every roof of every house I could not see. Thousands of people I flew over in that crowded machine, every one with a story vital as the blood inside her body, detailed as the fingers on his hand. The father murdered, house swept away in the flood, the child saved from perishing or not. Every story as old as love, as loss of love. What does it matter if I tell mine, or yours, or anyone's? Thousands and millions, and this one, no worse or better than the rest. Some nights I wake and hear it scratching. Some nights the silence weighs down this house with its winter coat, its stolen sleep. It must leave sometimes, climb down the walnut tree with its claws I know so well, lumbering off to forage. Or does it hibernate? Sleep the sleep of the dead up there, dreaming mammalian dreams till winter cracks and opens into spring. I surround myself with treasures, this crowded house, as if they mattered, as if stories had an ending. Let me be warm and dreaming in an attic, turning and turning in the still of winter night, believing in nothing, surviving into spring.
Today on The Poet's Weave, Anne Haynes has been my poet of choice. I am Jenny Kander.